So the U.S. Supreme Court, as of when I did the slide, October 13th, they had already looked at the cases for the upcoming term, and they had decided that most of the patent cases that were before them just didn't warrant their review at this time, except for the Arthrex case. The Arthrex case is the 10,000-pound gorilla that you will hear about tomorrow morning, and that focused on the Appointments Clause issues of the U.S. Constitution. And so this particular issue had to be handled by the U.S. Supreme Court. I don't think Congress could turn to it for a very long time, and we do need clarity with this issue. So when it comes to Arthrex, I actually am quite pleased that the U.S. Supreme Court took it up so quickly. At the same time they took up Arthrex, they denied certiorari on some Arthrex and non-Arthrex issues. So I want you to know that there's frequently petitions for certiorari that are ongoing before the U.S. Supreme Court. But to those of you who work in this area, you might realize that there's only a 4% chance really that any particular case will be accepted and that the petition for certiorari will be accepted. So it's a very, very low probability of success. But much to my amazement, a lot of patent cases have made this hurdle and have been considered. So when you look at PTAB policy, the Administrative Procedure Act is something that I usually tell young law students is something to consider and to look at. And administrative procedure is extremely important to what we do right now. So Administrative Procedure Act affects PTAB policy in a variety of ways. And probably the first way, this is a heading of a case in August of this year. Four Silicon Valley technology companies, Apple, Cisco, Google, and Intel, sued the USPTO under the APA, Administrative Procedure Act, and they challenged the USPTO's so-called NHK FinTev rule, which I will discuss later, and the PTAB panel after this will probably discuss in excruciating detail. And basically, their petitions, as petitioners, Apple, Cisco, Google, and Intel, they were denied institution of an IPR because of the stage of the parallel district court proceeding. It had just been gone along too far. And so the PTAB says, listen, we'll just let the district court have its way, and we're not going to institute this IPR. Needless to say, that advanced stage of the parallel district court litigation annoyed these companies, and they wanted their day in court, and they wanted to find out if what they could do to prevent the USPTO from denying institution, because it is not appealable. The institution decisions are not appealable to the Federal Circuit. So they thought this APA challenge would be best. I thought it was sort of interesting. There was a group called the US Inventor then said, well, if you think that you were denied institution because there should have been extensive rulemaking on this issue, then let me take a step back and ask the court to delay the PTAB from instituting any trials until there is sufficient extensive rulemaking. Then that turned around. The USPTO, along with a number of these high-tech companies, went back to the court and said, no, 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 this is too extreme. So now many parties are trying to use the Administrative Procedure Act to delay or change rules because they thought that extensive rulemaking should have been required because of the significance of these actions. So it's sort of like a never-ending story, and it remains to be seen how this is actually going to be resolved. So there's also the PTAB discretion. In terms of in challenge to PTAB discretion based on the Administrative Procedure Act, there's something called the Unilock 2017 LLC versus Hulu decision. And this was sort of interesting because Unilock originally filed amended claims, and then petitioners challenged those claims on the basis of 101. All the claims were canceled and the Federal Circuit agreed. Now, what's so strange about that is because in IPRs and PGRs, you cannot use 101 or 112 as a basis to challenge any of the claims. However, once a patent owner amends claims and opens the door, then either the PTAB or petitioner can make indeed a 101 or 112 objection or rejection of the claims. So it's sort of interesting the way we thought only 102s, 103s, only prior art. And yet if the patent owner thought, oh, they have an opportunity to amend claims, I will do so, they're opening the door to perhaps future problems. There's also a second case with the second bullet there that the PTAB can examine under 112 and 101, the Hunting Titan case. And that was one of the POP panels from the PTAB, the precedential opinion panels, where they said that, yes, if a patent owner amends their claims, any type of objection can indeed be made. So you just never know. In terms of patent office policy, we think there is hard and fast rules, and that is not necessarily the case. So you have to watch what you do and be careful what you ask for.